Okay, today's daf is daf lamed zayin. We are on daf lamed zayin, so we'll start. Five lines from the bottom, from the top. Mistama for Azul Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah Katvin Rabbi Simoy Shamei. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah was walking, I guess he was leaning on the shoulders of Rabbi Simloi, his Sharish. Amar Le Simloi. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Amar Le Simloi. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Simloi, Lo Hayisa Emes Beis Hamedrash. You weren't in the base medrash yesterday when we made the takana, and we said that Shemen Akum is Musha. Is a riot, this is the riot for that Rashi had by the Mishnah that when it said Rebbe, you meant Rebbe Nasiyah. Doesn't mean it was Rebbe, it was his grandson, Rebbe Nasiyah. So Rabbi Shlomo responds back to him, Amarlo, Im Kain, if it's true that you were, that's super long, Amarlo, be a main utatiyah for Sapas. He says, somebody says, you know what? You mock the Shemin? You should be mock the Pasachim also. So Amar Lo, Yehudah says back to him, Im Kain, yeah, you're right, Eilach Anami, we should have, but Karulan Beis Din Asharia. They would have called me a Beis Din Amakia. They would have called me a big maker. I didn't want to do it. But Eilach Anami, we should have been mock the Pasachim. Which is Pasachim, essentially before, Pasachim is one of those, is a halakha that seems to be. What was it? Mutter was it? Not mutter. The Rishami calls it. It was one of the halachas she'imimu. So calls. So for people who have forgotten, just didn't do it. They have all this tame for pasachim. Tosos even on. There's on lamed hay on days. Tosos on lamed hay on days. Mechlal the eagle on the shari. He says mizika amar paslo hutcher bebezdin. Mechlal the iboy havi shari lay. Iboy havi shari lay. If they wanted to, they would have been mutter it. They would have missed the mutter. Lamed hay with bez. Lamed hay with bez. Right, he says, "Mikan samchu ato," and from this they were so much now. Lecho pashal obikachavim. They were in the times of Tosos. They would eat pasakum. Kevon shelo pashal yisur b'kol yisrael because the minhag didn't go out in all yisrael. V'yesh l'smok al tiver shem gamliyav v'blaz bartolus to amri ink zong zera elohim kain bo b'tzibu yochel lamo bo. It wasn't exerishing yochel lamo bo. V'od raya, the raya from our gemara that we just read. V'yamein tati rafas apas. V'lo hiniach lahatir elohim shem tahavli karli beis mishari. Only because he didn't want to do the official, but unofficially, basically, it never accepted. I mean, it makes sense why it was never accepted. But it's a staple of life, especially in the Middle Ages. What were we supposed to do? If you didn't have your own furnace, at the times of the Middle Ages also became the bakers formed a guild. You had to go to the baker to get the bread. You couldn't do it. I guess you could do it in your house, but it was such a big thing. You couldn't go anywhere else. You had to be part of the guild. I don't think the Jews were allowed into the guilds in the 1100s, 1200s. You had to go. So there's a whole thing in the Rishonim about whether Pasachim is the same thing as Bishalachim. Yes, certainly Rishonim say as long as a Jew like stokes the coals or something like that, that's okay. It makes it sound like Pasachim equals Bishalachim. The Mordecai says it's a different takana, right? One's become from the Yudchai Zvarim, one is from Mishum Chasnas. It's two separate. It's nothing to do with whether you stoke the coals or not. But Tosfos continues. He goes, V'od the Amri B'Yerushalmi, this is what the Mordechai quotes also, there B'Yerushalmi, the Pirkin, the Perkam, the Shabbos, pass unto love the Hitiru. They were Matirit. Yerushalmi says they were Matirit. V'Misha Nizam, Yipash, V'Chavim, and even if you're Nizam, Pasachim, Mutilecho, V'Misha Einu Nizam, B'Tara Achas, you can still eat with somebody who is not Nizam on one plate. Afal Pisha Tam, Pas, V'Chavim, Misar, Pas, Yisrael. The Ein Lahakmi, La'osar, Ade Tarovis. I guess it's not considered, maybe it's not an Isser, Chet in the Chetza. It's not considered that it would be Osar, Ade Tarovis. The same, and they bring the right, the same thing by Demai. I saw an article, I forgot the person's name, it was a 1979 article, just discussing the reactions of the Rishonim in like 11th, 12th, and 13th century France and Germany about the fact that there's a Gezeirah Pasachim, and an Arag Gemara was never a Heter, and yet everyone, the reality was that people did eat Pasachim. Basically, the Mahazeh, we say Paspalta as Mutzer. People enter into the Steladoros. It seems to me that more people are making a Paslachim than anything else. You'll see enter into the Steladoros in more people's houses than you'll see necessarily dealt with, especially in this neighborhood. So, Chalav Yisrael is much more, even though you have a Moshe explaining to you what Chalav Yisrael, a Paslachim is something that people are more making on. I gotta find that article again. I was reading it over the Kippur, and I think I left it in the show. I don't know where it is. Okay, so. So the Tanan, they'll call me a Beis Misharia, and why is that a bad thing? The Tanan, because we have in the Mishnah Idios in Perachas, Hei Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Ishtreda. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Ishtreda was made of three things that he was makel on, right? it can't be Rav Yosef ben Elazar was made in those days, because that was way after Rav Yosef ben Elazar, because that was the day that Rav Elazar took over as the Nazi from Shimon Gamliel, and everyone went out to the base measures. And Rav Yosef ben Elazar was years before. So they were made on these, they passed them like him. They are what? An ayel kamsa, which is a certain type of grasshopper, that the chayin, that it's mutter to eat. The almashka base mitbayach by the chayin, and on the liquids that come out from the base mitbayach in the, which is like the slaughter area in the, or some sort of area in the base, and maybe there's that liquids there are not tameh. Val dikrab the misa musav. And someone who's nogeya in a mace, he's tameh. We'll get to that. That's a dindo, right? Such a mace. The Karoli Yosef Sharia. They derogatorily they called him Yosef Sharia, Yosef the matir. I guess maybe that's what his mazah said. He don't want to be maker. So Amalei. So the Gemara says. So Rabbi Shlomo says to Rebbe, "What are you talking about? Hasam Shara Tlas. There is three things. Umar Shara Chada. So far, you only want matir one thing, which is Shemen Akum. Vishari Mar Chada Achrisi. And if you are going to be matir Pas Akum, Akatik Harti Hudahavian. It's only two." So he's three. That's why he's a maker. You're only two. You're only two. So Amalei, I'm a Shemi Afrisi. No. It would be my third one. But I did something else. I was matir. And Mahi, what's the other thing I was matir? The Tanan, the Mishnah in Gittin. Right, we're going back for a few lines to Tanoyim in Gittin. The Mishnah says in Gittin, someone gives a get to his wife and says, Zegiteich, this is your get. Im lo basi mikan li'ad shnei masra chodesh. If I do not, we use the word, im lo basi mikan, if I do not return within 12 months, and he dies within the 12 months. So that he died before the get was given, right? And therefore she's zakuk liyibum. Or zaget chal, right? Zaget chal, and she's not zakuk liyibum, right? Umeis betok shnei masar chodesh, eino get. We say it's not get, because the zman, the chalos of the get, we say, is after 12 months. And since he died during that time period, right, it's a get lachamisa. The get's only chal on month 12, the end of month 12. Right, the Tani Alam, we learned on that Mishnah, the Rabboseinu hitiru halinasei, and in the Rabboseinu, they were matching her to marry him. They said that no, that the get is chal against the shas nesina. It will be if he doesn't come back in 12 months, it will be chal shas nesina. Therefore, the get is chal before the misa. But Amrina,
true that in 12 months not coming back, still
right,
still not get.
According to the first people.
You said,
I don't
come back within 12 months.
But he depends on the... Right, he's always the Lashon. We'll see. It depends on what the Lashon is. It's all semantics. Amrina man Rabbi Seinu. Who's this Rabbi Seinu? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Shmuel. Days in the Shor Mishka. The same days in that was Matir, the Shemen Akum, they're the ones who were Matir to get her to get married either way she gets married. Amrina is Yib. Right? She's going to get married either way. Right? Either she's an Alman or she's a Grusha. There's enough beautiful color, and also all these different things. So the sub, right? So that is Bezirshon Mishka. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the second thing. So the Matir Pasa Akum is the third thing, and he's worried about being called a Mekel. Right? The Sabri law, they hold to Rabbi Yossi the Amar Zmano Shoshkar Mochia Chalav. They hold like Shtar that the Zman, the date written in the Shtar, is Mochia, that the Shtar is called that day. What's the case? What's that case? Well, first we'll read Rashi. First Rashi is Eino Get. The Mishnah says Eino Get. The halo amar shiya get ella ajid beis chodesh. He's basically when he says in lo basi mikan liyachnei mesar chodesh, we interpret that means that it's not a get until 12 months, right? Who kvar meis? He's ready. He died before that time period. Ben yochel ligarish. But sekugel yabam imein lo ben. About im amar. But if he says may achshav ye get in lo basi ajid beis chodesh, it should be get from now if I do not return within 12 months. Then they agree. Umeis betokach hareiz a get imein sekugel yabam. That's a get. You have to say it's chalom now. Because if it's chal only then, it's get la'achar misa. But that's Rabbi Yossi. Say, I saw the case of Rabbi Yossi is that it's a case in Yishnokhin. Go back. Rashi says, "Hakosei kol nechosav lebeno la'achar moso." I want one son to inherit all my stock after I die. It's tough to do that because you have Yerusha issues. So Sarah Shilichtov, he has to write, "May hayom la'achar misa," from today till when after I die. So meaning, basically, it all belongs to him now, and the father has this kus to use the payros until the time. The Havi Mashma Gufa May hayom. It's much for his now. Shloi ever shy lemachra v'piril achar misa. Therefore, I can't sell it. My father can't sell it. He'll give it to anybody else after he dies. Being lokas mehayom. If he doesn't write mehayom el achar misa, then lo makum. Then everyone's with yorishir also. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says no. The date in the shdar, he dates the shdar at mochiyah that that's the date he wants the chal. So, I mean, just off the side, it's not my question. It's also the Mashon and Maharsha. It's the same question. We say if you say that. Zmano Shachtar Mochiach Lav, that makes sense by a Shtar Matana. You don't necessarily have to put the date in there. You could say, this belongs to so and so. I see, maybe you have problems with the cool clothes and stuff, but Eilach HaNami, it's going to be foul. But I get the date is part of the Halichos of the get. What do you mean, the date's Mochiach Lav? You have an answer? I didn't see any good answer. So someone said, oh, no, the only difference between the Chayv and the get is only the month. Month and the year. Oh, that's a matter of logic, that's true. But what do you mean, start? What's the comparison? Okay, you have to write the date in. All right, anyway. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rishul, Beisim, Nishar, Mishkul, Tavri, Lok, Rav Yosef, Amar Zvanosh, Shar, Mochia, Chalav. But Amar Rav Adah, Amar Rav Yehuda, Braid, Rav Chia, Bar Abba, Rav Yehuda, and the Si Hora, right? Rav Yehuda, see, made this psak, that she should be muteris, we must say, without Yibum. Below, hold the low, Kol Shanto. And his whole life, the Chachamim would never agree to him. The Amar Lok, Kol Siyoso. And some say they would never, his Bizdin wasn't Mode. They weren't Mode, then he never made the head there. It didn't apply. There was still only one. That he's right. Go over low, right? Rashi says, Kol Shato, Kol Yom of Nefakulov. They were cholik on him. So it means it didn't pass. So then why is he a beast in Machir? He tried, it didn't happen. So he has another one. So he has another chance. Okay. Right, Amar Rebbe Lahu Sava. So Rebbe said to this Zaken who was learning at the time, Kishi Risuha, when they were matir this woman to marry, is your question. He says, in lo basu mikan vayuz miskodesh. And then we find out 6 months in he's dead. So the get is chal 6 months ago, but only after 12 months. But we know he's dead now. So is the get chal now, or we have to wait for 12 months? Right, la'alta shi risuha, she mutter right away. The low asi, because we know he's not going to come, right? Oh, Dilmor, we have lachash nemes hakodesh to hayikaimli tonight. We have to wait 12 months for the tonight to be fulfilled. No, if he says ain't get is only if he says got him the lashon. Ain't get if he says in lo bas mikan. But if he says mayom, mehayom in lo bas mikan, it is a get. You have to remember what the lashon is that's being used. Right, so that's the shiloh. So Tosas basically. That's exactly what Tosa says. It's your question. Tosa says, in Tomar, you ask, Pshita Dil Alta Himuteres. Should be Pashta that she's Mutter right away. Right? Dimiyad, Himuteres, Dimiyad Shemes. Why? Shemes, Harayat Tanayat Kumakuyam. If he's dead, it's nice. He's not coming back for 12 months. He's dead. He's not coming back. So, Dilo Yashavo, Lo Beso, Vishlomar, maybe it's a Xera. We come up and we violate you guys doing a mace at the low mace. They make a zera mace at the low mace. Maybe people will know. There's a Yerushalmi that says he's rechoshesh, then maybe it'll be tchilas a mace. Yerushalmi. So they all ask the Yerushalmi, what do you mean? It's rechoshesh for all cases of an amana. Maybe it'll be tchilas a mace. So then the answer, I mean, I think the answer maybe could be is that when he's tchilas a mace, then you become an amana upon his death. When he comes back alive, okay, he came back alive, he died. Here is the Tanai was in lo basi mikan by Yud Beskodesh. If it's chilas amesim, he came back within 12 months. I think there's a chilas like that. I don't know if you see that. It's a little fit. But if a regular guy dies, he dies. That's his automatically she becomes. There's no Tanai attached, so automatically she's mutter. But if the Tanai attached for 12 months, so maybe he dies, maybe it's chilas amesim, he comes back and he fulfilled the Tanai. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second, so why are you only asking it on Rebbe's, on Rebbe Yehuda Nasir's case, right? Right, because he held it good. Tiboya, similar to your question, Nachum. Tiboya, Miss Nissan, asking on the Mishnah, everyone agrees to. Ditznan, Harez again, Me'achshav in Lobas Mikam, Shemes Echodesh. If he uses the word Me'achshav, everyone agrees that it's Chal, it's before Misa, Umeis Metoch Shemes Echodesh, Habeget. Right, but Tiboya, look, ask there, Al Tabegita, Dahalo Asa, O Dilmala Akar, Shemes Echodesh, Haikai Makai. And now you have to wait for the 12 months. So the Rosh Hashanah, you could ask from that Mishnah. Ella Mishum the Havis Bahu Minyana. What's going on is they were matir. Rabbi Yehuda Nasir was darshening in the case of in lo bas mikan, not mehayom in lo bas, just in lo bas mikan. So that was they were dealing with the base measure. So we asked the question on that. But in the Kanami, they asked the question in the Mishnah of Gitek Meyafsha. Okay. Amar Abaye. Now we're going to go back to this thing about the tonight. Amar Abaye Kol Modim. Edward agrees, meaning the Chachamim who say you have to say, the Chachamim who say that you just say im lo basi, without me'afshav, that's not a good get. And the Rabbi Yehuda Nasir who says it is a good get, they all agree, if the Tznai says, lichke shetetze chamim min archinka, that this get will be yours when the sun rises, right? Lichinaka ka'amar. He's saying specifically that only upon sunrise does this become your get. And therefore, ki mayis b'layla, if he dies during the night, get lachem yisrahu. The get wasn't talia. They all agree to that. If he says, almanash teichichal minachikot, if you use the word almanash, that's me'achshav. The word almanash means, kol ha'omer almanash, you know me'achshav, as if he says, your get is chal now, if the sun rises. So even if he dies in between, the get is chal before his death, if the sun rises. Right? The chim mayis b'layla, havalik shenah havei, we get mechayimu. That's just the kim of the tnai, and the get is chal. Kid Ravuna, like Ravuna says, dam Ravuna kol omer almanas, kol me achshav damad. Dam. If you say almanas, that equals me achshav. Lo nechaku, where's the machlokus? Ella, if she uses the words, if he says, hareza hitech, im teitze mi narchika. If it comes out from narchika. So, Rav Yudin, the sea star, Balak Rav Yosef, the omer's manas, star, mafi yachalav. He holds that the Zman and the Get is Mochiyah Chalav, and therefore it's if you send me Akshav. So I don't understand. If the Zman of the Get is Mochiyah Chalav, why would it not be a Vad by Get if he says, L'chishatetze Chamin Narkika? There's a Zman there also. Say the Zman is Mochiyah Chalav. Besides the fact that you need to tell, as I said before, you need the date in there anyway. His Lo Nechaku Ela Im Tetze, Rav Yudin Asa Sevelach Rav Yossi, the Amr Zman Shashar Mochiyah Chalav. Therefore, it's if he said, it's from today if I die, and therefore, mehayomi meisi ki me achshav meisi. Therefore, it's if he says me achshav, and therefore it would be chal right beforehand. Ravon and Leslie Rav Yossi, Ravon do not hold like Rav Yossi. Bahavele, and the get would be ki zegitet im meisi graded. This will be your get if I die. Your get if I die is not a valid get, because your get if I die, the tnai is my death. Upon my death, that's where the get is chal. To get lacham isa because he died first. But I don't understand the whole sheet. I mean, maybe it's a plus kasha. I just didn't have time to look it up. Okay, gufa. All right, gufa. Back to the Mishnah in Idyos, which is interesting because Derechlal gufa is learned for a brisa, but gufa is a lashon that you use for a brisa. But says over here quotes a poras Yosef that since this din is quoted in the Mishnah in Idyos and there's no gemaras. There's no Gemara Mishnah Idios, so therefore it's not. Therefore, you go back and you can say the Gemara can say Gufa in order to explain it. Okay, what? Right. So Gufa, hey Yosef ben Yoezer. The three things that Yosef ben Yoezer each straight that was Matir, right? First of all, he looks like two are Matir. The third one he says Tumah, which is Matir. He's Matir. Anyway, so the lashon is weird there. Hey Yosef ben Yoezer, each straight al Ail Kamsa Tefein. The Ail Kamsa is Mutter. The Al Mashke Bein Mitbechaya is Mutter. The al dekar lumisa masa, whoever touches a mace is tummy. She's not a hetcher. Okay, so the karli Yosef Shrayan, they call him Yosef the Baal Matir. Very terrible, terrible thing, right? Because they called it Hira Adi, that people were afraid to be called a Matir. Even then, to be Matir is a big briskers over there. Okay, they're ready. So, my Ail Kamsa, what is the Ail Kamsa that there, I guess there was a machlokis, whether or not you can eat it or not, and Yosef ben Yoezer said you can look there. Right, that he had made it, that it's tar. So Rav Papa Amar Ail Kamsa is a shoshiva. It's a shoshiva. It's some sort of grasshopper that has a long head. Right, that's a shoshiva. The Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula said susbil. It's a susbil. I mean, it's a type of grasshopper. It doesn't have such a long head, but its wings do not. The wings cover its entire body, but difficultly. It's not completely covered. Why does that have anything to do with it? Because the halacha is you learn out from which grasshoppers are kosher. So the Torah says, "As Eila, right in Vayikra, as Eila mehem toklu, as the arba limino, right, the arba, as the la'am limineu, as the chargol limineu, as the chagov limineu." Those four things. Those four grasshoppers. And what's the common denominator between those four things? And the simonim are, I think they have four legs, they have four wings, the wings cover their entire body. I think they used, I don't know if he says so, they used what, either the front legs behind the legs to hop, or something like that. So the question though is those four exclusive? What if you have a grasshopper that has those four plus something else, like the shoshivina? It's got these four things, but it also has a long head. It's not exactly like the other ones. That's what Gemara says. So Papa Amar Shoshiva, right? Papa says the Ail Kamsa of the Shoshiva, the Smutter, the Kamifli, and the Machlok Tanaim was the Rosho Ara, whether you have a long head, right? Marsa, but the Rabbanan say Rosho Ara Aser. The Rosh Aruch is Aser, because it's not like the four that are Mutter. But Ramar Sava, Rav Yosef Yoezer says, Rosh Aruch, Mutter. Rosh Aruch is Mutter. Right, Rashi has the whole thing over here. The Kamiplugi, last year, Yosef and Yoezer, Rosh Aruch. the simanim chagav mitahorim, the simanim of a kosher grasshopper, nafku amei arba slam chagav b'chagav, from those four. Upligi tanai be'elu treifos, the rosho aruch. Is that what it has a long head? Ikad don like klal prat, im klal masha prat, and therefore hani mili shari of amin achmin lo, who's only these four, the kol mini da hani ein rosho aruch, and these four do not have a long head. The ikad don be klal prat, the klal umarbi kol ke'en a prat, and lo riabek rislam, that shadah shav, it's just a shadah shav of these four things, right? Afani avi kol shi ishtal simon im alalo, even has an ish, even has a fifth simon.
What's karsuli?
Karsuli, what do you mean?
The last one, the ancient one had karsuli?
Kashulin Knopf of Kopinus Roll. I thought it meant that something about the jumping. You have four, yeah, it has four legs, four wings. It covers the body. I thought Karsulin means it leaps off of them. I'm not sure. Maybe our school says what they are. That's the fourth simon. Right, so that's why. So and the Rapapa Amar says no, Rapapa says it's a Shushiva, but Rapkhiya Barami Mishmeid Ula Amar, it's a Susbil. Right, it's a susbil. The susbil does not have a long head. Uberosho arach, if it has a long head, kuli amal pli the usher. Edward says it's usher. Tosfos changes the gear, so Edward says it's mutter based on other gemaras. But Edward agrees one way or another whether or not it has a long head. Bahaka, we're talking about the knapa hope and ruba adei tchaka mifugi. Talking about wings that cover the entire body, but it's difficult. It's not easy for the insect to completely cover its body with the wings. Right, b'hacha b'knop of kofin is ruba yidei b'chak hamifagi mar sava ruba kol duba inan. We only, as long as it's rove, that's enough, that's fine, that's Yossi ben Yoezer. Umar sava ruba de minka b'inan. Well, we need a rove that you can clearly see with your eyes, that the wings cover the entire body, in order to be marked as this grasshopper. And therefore the susbil, which is, you have to measure it, it's very close to see that it covers the whole body, that's not considered mutter. Okay, but Yossi ben Yoezer, wherever it is, Yossi ben Yoezer said the aisle comps is mutter. Whether it's because he agrees a long head is mutter, or even if it covers its whole body, whether you can see it or not, that's considered mutter. Okay, that's the first case.
Is it a robe
coat,
either a robe
technically,
or a robe that you can appreciate, right?
Like something like that. I mean, whether you can actually, Rashi says, Ruba de Milka, Rove Hanira Leinai. I guess maybe microscopically you can prove it then. The next thing that Yossi ben Yoezer said was mutter al mashkeh beis mitbachaya dochen. So my dochen. What does it mean that the mashkeh beis mitbachaya is mutter? So again, this is all the liquids that come out from the animals in the beis hamidrash. I think that's what it is, right? Rashi says on Amud Aleph, the first short line. Well, at the end of the first last wide line, al mashkeh beis mitbachaya. Hadam the Hamayim Shehemi Beis Hamidbachim Beis Shabazara. So that's the butcher's area in the Azara, Dachim. Right. So we'll see what it means. Lo Gazalim Tumas Mashkin. They don't have a Tumas Mashkin. So my Dachim back to the Gemara was Dachim mean. So Rav Amar Dachim Mamish. These things are Mamish Tahor. That they themselves don't have any Tuma. So even if they would touch something else, if they would touch something, I think if they touch something else, that thing doesn't become Tamar. Tame. Right. But Shmuel Amar. Meaning, they themselves are tamei, right? I guess you can't. If you're worried about touching eating things for tamei, but if they touch something else, they can't be mitamit. About tumas atzman yishmen, but they do have tuma, right? Rashi says tumas. Not a Rashi. Oh, the Rashi in Amud Aleph spoke about it. He says. Uplukta he v'kaman rabba medachim mam shesover ein mashkin mekabel tuma. The question is whether mashkin. Or mekabel tuma el midrabanan ubahani lo gazer, and they made a gzera on these things that they themselves are not tamei. Ushmul amar dachim in the time of tumas acherim, right? About tumas atzman yishmen. So Ushmul yishmul mashkin tumas deraisa will be tamei the motzam lechinu. Question is whether or not tumas mashkin is in the deraisa is in the rabbanan. If tumas mashkin is in the rabbanan, then you say that these things are not tamei. I mean, they never were gozer on these items. If you say tumas mashkin is in the deraisa, then the gzera does not apply to them, that they cannot be mitama other things. We've seen in the Gemara. Rav Amar Dechein Mamish, that they're Mamish Tahor, the Kesavar Tumas Mashkin Midrabanan, the Tuma of liquids is only a Din Drabanan, right? Rashi says, Tumas Mashkin Midrabanan, Maseches Sakin, Parchinon, Vahak Siv, the Kol Mashdesh, the Yishdeh, Mashani Mai, Yitma, Eksher, whatever that's in Gemara, but that's, he says, it's Midim Dur Raisa, it's completely Tameh, but They didn't make the gezeira in the base of Midrash. Makes sense. No tzvus in the base in the base of Midrash. No rabbanans. Ushmul Amar no. The chayim li matame lachayim. Tumas asman yishmen. No, it itself is tame, but it can't be matame other things. Kasaver tumas mashkim deoraisa. The tumah of liquids is deoraisa. Li tama achayim is rabbanan. Whether mashkim matame other things, that's the rabbanan. The chigaz rabbanan and mashkim ba'alma. The rabbanan made the gezeira that mashkim can be matame other things. It's only in other liquids. But mashkin be mitzvahaya lo gazru. They make that kazera in the mashkin in the base mitzvahaya. Rashi says the tama acherim about tumas atzmi the raisa rami layu im nitma. They become if they themselves are tame, they have a tuma. They themselves are tame. I guess they can't be mitama other things. But if you're somebody who wants to make sure that you eat everything or touch everything mitara, then you still can't. You still can't touch them. Tosos again. Tosos and Rosho. Oh, that's the wrong one. Okay. Next, the next case is al di kari mi mesav misav. Rav Yosef ben Yoezer said that if you touch a mace, you're tame. The Korle Yosef Sharia. The Gemara asked two questions. First question we asked before, to both questions we asked. Yosef asked him, Reboile, if he's saying that if you touch something, you become tame, you're not a matir, you're an oser. You're answering things. Number two, va'od deoraisahi. What do you mean? You touch a mace, you're tame. That's a din derabbanan that Yosef ben Yoezer had him testify. It's a din deoraisa if you touch your mace, right? He's the Tabiyah of Satuma. You touch a mace, you hold the whole parasha paraduma, right? Haksiv, the Ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'chol she yigal play a sod v'chol cher over mace, right? Over etzem adam kebra yitvah shivas yamin. It's tummy 7 days. It's a din deraisa. What do you mean, Yosef ben Yoezer was telling me a din derabbanan that he's made it? So he says, no, deraisa mi deraisa di karev tummy. If you touch the mace, you're tummy. But us the karev be the yikra tar. But if you touch something who touched the mace, meet the rice, so you'd be tar. Which also worse, that's what we're talking about. It's also a tummy. But, right? The asu inu v'gazar, and the chachamim came and made a gzera, afinu dikrav v'diyikrav would be tummy. Even if you're touching somebody, touching the mace, you're tummy. V'asu inu, and by Yosef ben Yoezer, for opia the raisa. And he put it back onto the din the raisa by saying, right, that he was makir the gzera. That there's no tumma unless you actually touch the mace. But if you touch something that touched the mace, you'll be tar. So then, right, Rashi Tosfos explains what the case is. Dikrav is perish to go Ruven shenaga v'mace. Ruven's touching the mace. Ubas Shimon v'naga bo ba'odo nogeya v'mace. The two of the chibur. I'm talking about two of the chibur. They're actually touching it v'chibur. More ask, wait a second. Dikrav v'diyikrav nami d'oraisahu. If I'm touching a guy who's touching the mace, it's also din d'oraisa. That's tame. The pasuk says, v'chol shayiga bo atame yitma. Whoever touches the guy who touches the mace, he's tame. The question is whether the guy, let's say A's touching the mace and B's touching the what type of tumor is that? Is it considered if he's touching the mace, or is it a new din touching someone's touching a mace and become tummy? So nachmin is whether you can get the aviyavosa tumor, whether if you touch half of a shear combined with another half of a shear. But the thing is, it's din d'oraisa. So what's Yosef ben Yoezer testifying that it's mutter, even though he testified that it was aser? So Amrur Rabbanan Kamei Rav Mishmei the Marzur to bring the Rav Nachman, the Amr Mishmei the Rav Nachman, the Oraisa Mi the Oraisa Dikra B'Diyikra B'Chiburin Tuma Shiva, the Oraisa Dikra B'Diyikra B'Chiburin is Tame Shiva Shelo B'Chiburin Tumas Erev. If I touch A who's touching the mace within the Oraisa, I still get the din of the Tame for 7 days. But if I touch him when he's no longer touching the mace, I'm only Tame out of Erev. Right? It's only a one day Tuma. Right, but also inu v'gazer afilus lo b'chumim tumas shiva, and the chachamim made a gzeira that as long as I touch somebody who touched the mace, I can also get the din of shiva, 7 days. Wait, where's the paraduma on this? Understand? But I get the din that same din. But also ihu Yosef ben Yoezer for okma doraisa, and he was okay put it on the doraisa that says if I touch someone who touched the mace while he's no longer touching the mace, I'm only tummy out of Erev. I don't get the 7 days tumah. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. The Raisa Mahi, where do we know that Mina Torah, that there's no Tumah Shivas Yomim except for the person who's actually touching the mace or who's touching the guy who's touching the mace? The Gemara says, one Pasuk says, Hanogeya b'mace achol nefesh adam b'tameh shivas yomim. Right? If you touch the mace, right, you're tameh 7 days. Pasuk says, V'chol sheyiga bo hatameh yitma. Whoever touches him is tameh. But it also says, V'nefesh anogat tameh adar arah. And the person who touches the Tumah is only tameh out of error. So, seems to be a skira. 7 days or 1 day. So how do you answer? Haketzat, kan echibur, kan kol echibur. 7 days if you touch the guy while he's still touching the mace. 1 day if you're touching the guy when he's not touching the mace. So the Gemara says, Amalu Rava. Rava says, listen, He may agree to the halacha that we just said, but doesn't fit into the words. Right? Rava mina l'chul lo titlu v'ibruki sriti v'Rav Nachman. Don't say that this is what Rav Nachman said. Right? These empty words hanging on Rav Nachman. That this is how Rav Nachman interpreted Yosef ben Yoezer. He may agree with the halacha, but he can't say that this is the interpretation of Yosef ben Yoezer. Right? Because I think it's because of the problem. Yosef ben Yoezer who says, al dekarv l'mesa misa becomes tamid. Right? What happened over here? He said, if you touch him, you're not tamid shivas yamin. That's the heter, according to what we said. If that's the case, he should have said, right, kol dekarv l'misa, whoever touches the mace is misa. He should have said, whoever touches, the language is just off. So he says, what does it mean? He says, hakam Rav Nachman, sofek tumah v'rishus harabim hitu lehem. No, Yosef ben Yoezer was matir, his language also lost. He was matir, and someone who goes into rishus harabim is a sofek, whether or not he touched the mace or not, he's tahar. And that's what Yosef ben Yoezer says, al dekarv l'misa misa. If you no get in a vadai mace, that's when you're nitwa. But if it's suffik, you're talking. The Gemara says, wait a second. Also, it's in the right side. We're not from suffik tumah versus a rabin is tahor, and suffik tumah versus a yakid is tameh. We learned that from sota. The Gemara asked that. But hilchasa, this halacha, misota gamrin alei. We learned that from halacha, the halacha from sota. Right? Mas sota versus a yakid, af tumah versus a yakid. The whole halacha about the sveikos, we learned from sota. But Rashi says, all Isurim of Sapik Tumah, the Sota is a Sapik, that's where you're going, we learned out from Sota. The Apikla Krabbaloshan Tumah, Vinistra Vihinitma, Mogilach Akosuf Shal Sapik Usr. Right, you see that the Sapik is Usr, and that's from Rishu Sayachin. Mikana Tadal is Sharit Tum Bisapik, Ma Sota Rishu Sayachin, Sharit in Stira, which is Rabbin, it's just Rabbin, it's no Stira, can't be, a lot of people there. Aktuma Safik Besheretz Einel Bersus Hayakid Nesecha Sota. So therefore, and therefore, Tum Shus Harabim is Tahor. So we need Yosef ben Yoezer to testify that Safik Tum Shus Harabim is Tahor if we learn that from Sota. So Ha Amar Rav Yochanan. Ah, this is Rav Yochanan said. The halach, everyone says that Safik Tum Shus Harabim is Tahor. That we learn from Sota. It's halacha of Ein Morin King. That was the halacha, but they didn't want people to do that. They didn't want people to rely on this heter. If they had to stop it, they wanted you to go to mikvah, I guess. Right? Rashi says, halakha the sapik tumah versus a rabin tahor, the ain morim be rabin came to the little bit tvei. Maybe they'll make mistakes and they'll be tame. Right? But also il be orle orure. Came Yosef ben Yoezer, he said, no, this is the halakha. He announced it, he pronounced it in front of everybody. And therefore, that's the hetzer that he had there. And the similar thing you see, Tanya Namihaki, we see a bright similar to this, Rabbi Yossi Omer, right? Yossi Omer says, koros not slahem. Right? They dug in nails. So Amar Adkan Rishus Harabim, the Adkan Rishus Hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer would do is he would nail and pegs and say up to here Rishus Harabim, up to here Rishus Hayachid. If you have a suffik here, you're tahor. A suffik here, you're tamed. It was more of a rabim. But the also the comment of Rabbi Yanai, when the people who had a suffik about their tumah came in front of Rabbi Yanai, Amar Lahu, he would say to them, Hamay b'shika also the naharazul togel. He was mocking them. He said, you know what? There's water in the river over there. Go jump in. You have a suffik. Go take care of it. Go jump in.
Does that
mean
go jump in a lake?
No, go jump in a lake in order to get rid of the suffik tumah, right? If you ask the comment of Yami, Misha Irbo suffik tumah versus Rabin, we say go jump in. Fine. Finishes that sugya. Now we begin to start the sugya of Bishalakam, which the main is on tomorrow's daf. The Gemara said, right, and the Mishnah had said, Eil Dvarim, what are the things that Avod Chacham that are surim but they're not asur b'hana, right? With hashilakos. The shilakos are certain things that are cooked by the opening of the Zohar. It happens to be a machlokas rishonim, which touched upon this before, by Pasachim, if the gezeira that the Chachamim made of Bishul Akum is going to be like machalos asurus mash. It's really machal, it's really, right? And therefore, if a goy cooked something, and then the stuff goes on the plates, well, the plates now asur. I think it's all rishonim against the Rashba, right? Or maybe they made the gezeira, you can't eat it, but it's not machalos asurus. So they're right, and they came with mutter. So the Rashba is in the Torah Habayis, in Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin, and the Ritva brings down that Lamed Ches that even the Kalim become Asur, right? Because like other issues, like it's Machlokes Asurus the Rabbanan, right? But the Ra'ah on the Rashba there in the Bedek Habayis, he argues. He said that Chacham only made the Gzeira on the Tashel itself, but not on the Kalim. That happened came up a Meister for me. I had I went to someone's house, and they had the cleaning lid there at the deck, and it turns out that it was Bishul Akum. The wife never turned anything on. It was Bishul Akum. and I wasn't there at that time. It wasn't Bishlachim. He served on the Kalim, and remember, he ate it. He didn't know. He didn't know. And he found out afterwards it was Bishlachim. And I entered his house the next Shabbos. So I asked him whether he was told with the Kalim. So he said no. He wasn't told with the Kalim because it's not. He didn't cash the Kalim because it wasn't Machalos Asuros. So I told him, but I think the Rashba holds that it was Machalos Asuros. So he looked it up. He happened to have the Torah's advice. Looked up, he saw it. So he was, no slouch. He looked it up. He saw it was a problem. We were at someone's house in Cedars on Shabbos. We ate on plastic. Whatever. But that's the Lishkidus. Right. We ate on plastic. Can't believe. It wasn't even the sukkah. And we ate on plastic. So he went and he asked. No, it was actually the styrofoam plastic because he didn't have. We ate it, but so he went and he asked his rabbi afterwards, and the rabbi said, "Oh, you know, it's a machlokas." He says, "I know it's a machlokas. What should I do?" So he told him, "Go tell them whatever kasha." Just make himself it. I don't think that's the luck of that. I don't know how you kasha. I don't know what to do. Question: what did a klicheres? You can't do that. Klicheres, you can't just serve it warm. You can't kasha them. I don't know.
So is anything they cook or is that? Your house, anywhere.
It seems to be anywhere they cook. There is a machlokes. Maybe we'll touch upon tomorrow. There's a machlokes whether it's in your house, completely in your house. Some say that maybe that's okay. But I don't think we pass in that way. In your house, we would say you have to turn on the oven. At Prasvard, it's much more machmir. You got to do more than just turn on the oven. What? Whatever. So he has. There's a mashgiach, but the mashgiach didn't turn on the fire or something like that. Or it's something that you know somehow. You know, however it is that you know. The Gemara says, "We know how to meet. So how do we know from where we know the din of Bishlachim?" So Amar Bechiver, Ab Amar Yochan, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "This is in Parshas Devarim." When Moshe comes to Sichon, telling him, "Let me go through your land," he says, "Ocha b'kesef pashvireini, I'll buy the food, v'achalti umay b'kesef tichon libesh asisi, and I'll buy the food, and I'll buy the water." So right, so he says, "Kamayim, the food is like the water. Ma mayim shlo nishtanu, just like water doesn't change, it doesn't change in form." I'll buy water that doesn't change. I'll also only buy food that hasn't changed in form, meaning raw food, and I'll prepare it. So Gemara says, "Elamiata chitin vasar kloyos hachanan." If you have wheat and you made them and you dried them in the oven and you turned them into like the hard, I don't know, the kernel. What does it say?
Wheat kernel is
parched grain. Parched grain. But so you didn't cook it. You
dried them in an oven.
But you change, right? You change the form, right? But the halakha is. That's not considered bishlachim. Someone says, "No, this is how you learn." Ella kamayim, ma mayim shelo nishtanu mibriyaso. Just like water hasn't changed from its original state, ap okal shelo nishtanu mibriyaso. Also, food that hasn't changed from original state, that's considered mutter. There's no bishlachim there. The Gemara says, "Wait, ella miyat." That's the case. Chitin utchanon. What about chitin? If you grind it up, it changed. So hakinami deasurin, they should be usher. So chitim hakinami, the hatan the chitim asay kolayis for kumpus lachos lohem mutar. If you make chitim and turn it and you pulverize them, that it is mutar. It's not considered bishlachim yet. So ella, this is the hekesh. The hekesh is ella kamayim, the food like the water. Ma mayim shlo nishtanu b'riyason ayideya, or water that cannot be changed its form by the it just gets warmed up. Then you make it into gas. You see them boil it. Af okos shlo nishtanu b'riyason ayideya or. So too, food that hasn't been changed. But fire is not under the category of bishlachim yet. The Gemara says midi orksiv. Is say or in the pasuk? Ella bishul dir. It's not in the raisa. Ella bishlachim is midi rabbanon. It's only din rabbanon. Ukras smachta ba'alma. And this pasuk is in the smachta. And tomorrow we'll get into the lachos of what's considered bishlachim or not, and what does not fall under the category of bishlachim. Stop here. Have a good day.